This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was this small bit of good shutdown news today. Actually, it's not small at all. The Office of Management and Budget says the IRS is going to pay tax refunds after all, even if the shutdown does drag into filing season. So there is that spot of bright news about the shutdown. Brian Duncan is a friend of the program. He's a family farmer in Illinois. He does hogs mostly. He's also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. We talked to him from time to time, most recently about trade and the tariffs. But we got to thinking at our meeting this morning, he would probably have something to say about the shutdown as well. So we called him back up. Mr. Duncan, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Nice to visit with you again, Kai.
So as I said, there are a couple of things we want to talk to you about. First of all, the shutdown. Is that affecting you at all in terms of being able to get market prices for the hogs or any of that sort of data stuff?
Right now, we're still getting data. You know, we're pretty early in the shutdown. You know, as this goes on, I'm sure we will see more pronounced impacts. But right now, we're doing okay.
What kind of data would you be depending on? What does the government have? What does the USDA have that you want?
Well, sure. Coming up on January 11th is a major supply-demand report, which projects prices for the upcoming year, usages, things like that on a national and global level. So that's data that's important to us as we plan for next year, or actually now this year's crops. In other shutdowns, we've lost access to that data, but so far we are getting that. As we go on, supply-demand report will be one that we'll miss and going forward.
What about the federal aid that the Trump administration put on to help some of the farmers and folks like yourself who are being hurt by the tariffs? Those payments, it's my understanding, have stopped, right?
Sure, they have. A lot of farmers, myself included, went in and were able to sign up last year prior to the shutdown. I still have not signed up for the corn aid. We didn't finish harvest until New Year's Eve day on corn. Yeah,
happy
rotten
New
weather here. But and I know I've spoken with some farmers who would like to go in here and apply now prior to the January 15th deadline, but obviously because our offices are closed, are unable to do so.
Well, look, this is actually really, really interesting because as I talk to you, it occurs to me that you've got a bunch of time-sensitive things that are dependent not on man, but on nature, right? You got to plant, you got to get the sows in to breed them or whatever you do with hogs. And it's not like that stuff waits.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, this is the winter here. We're 3 or 4 months away from planting season. So there's not the sense of urgency out here that if we were having this discussion in 3 months, my tone would be a lot different.
Fair enough. Let me take a very quick turn to trade and the tariffs. As you know, better than most probably who are listening, the Chinese government put tariffs on American hogs and the Farm Belt has been hit by those tariffs. There are negotiations now happening in Beijing. You taking any hope? You taking any solace from that?
We are keeping a very close eye, especially what's going on in China this week. And hopeful to see some resolution, some steps taken on both sides to resolve these ongoing disputes.
One hates to pry here, Mr. Duncan, but between the shutdown the trade stuff and the tariffs and the USMCA and China and Mexico and all of that, how long until this really starts to bite you in the shorts?
Oh, it already has.
Huh.
Agriculture's taken a huge hit, and you just don't have to take my word for it. Iowa State economists talking about the pork industry in general, losses in excess of $2 billion on an industry between China and Mexico. I mean, we are on the front lines of this war and paying some pretty high economic costs. Huh. The Farm Belt's already gotten to experience the realness of these trade wars.
Brian Duncan, he's a hog and a soybean, and you do corn, I guess, too, right?
I do.
Family farm in northwest Illinois. He's also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Kai.
As Ms. Duncan and I were talking about, there are trade talks this week in China. Lots on the table, of course, but don't just pay attention to what they are talking about. Look at who's doing the talking as well. That can tell you how close a deal might or might not be. Who's who around the table? We've got the analysis at marketplace.org.